Okay, Alexander, let's talk about more election fraud, but this time not with the presidential election, but the Democrats are also being accused of fraud in a House race in New York as well. And unlike the presidential election, this time the Republicans care about this one because when it comes to the presidential election, they've all turned their back on Trump, every single freaking one of them. But for this one, a House race, it seems like the Republican Party is circling the wagon. So what's going on here?
Yeah, it's a bizarre case, and it's actually very, very interesting. Now, this is a race, as you said, it's a congressional district, and there were two candidates, one who is Anthony Brindisi, who is Democrat and freshman, and the other is Claudia Tenney, who a Republican. I gather this is going into this election, a Democrat seat, but Claudia Tenney for the Republicans was challenging it. And it's in the New York's 22nd congressional district. Anyway, it turned out that initially it looked as if Tenney, who was the Republican, was leading by 28,000 votes. That's 28,000 votes in one congressional district. And then it was changed when a judge in Syracuse, who's apparently a Democrat appointment, personally carried out a investigation. And it turned out that he found 30,000 votes. I don't know how a judge can single-handedly find 30,000 votes, but the result was that the Democrat now has a 13-vote lead. So a 28,000-vote lead for the Republican has become a 13-vote lead for the Democrat. And the Democrat is now declaring victory. Now, I am sure this is not the end of the matter, but we've found an extraordinary twist, and it's all related to, again, our old friend, mail-in voting. Mail-in voting, apparently, was what has made, allegedly, the huge difference in this election. The Republicans are unhappy, and the result is that I predict that will be more election challenges over this election. So it's not just the presidential race that's affected. It's also House races. But as you absolutely rightly say, the Republican Party establishment, which has basically written off Trump for the presidential election, is becoming concerned about races like this. And I'm now looking at the headline of the Washington Examiner article that reports this story, and it says Democrats face accusations of fraud in House race after 28,000 vote lead on election night erased by judge and mail-in ballots. So fraud is an issue when it happens in House races. Apparently not so much when it happens in presidential races. And it tells you a great deal, it seems to me, about what the true priorities of the Republican Party leadership are.
Right. So this happened in Syracuse, New York, and the Republican was up by 28,000 votes, and they magically found 30,000 votes on election night. She was trailing in New York's 22nd district. The Democrat incumbent was trailing by almost 30,000 votes on election night. The judge miraculously found enough ballots that he felt were okay. That he felt, and I'm reading this from the Washington Examiner, that he felt were okay. And the incumbent now leads by 13 votes. So the judge found all these ballots, and he felt that they were okay. So is that how elections are going to go from now on, in that judges can just sit there and find ballots and say they're okay, and that's it, the election's over? And I suppose the ones for Trump too are okay, the 150,000 dumped in the middle of the night here and there, those are also okay, according to a judge. It's a complete sham at this point in time. There is no democracy in the U.S. It's a complete sham. It's a complete freaking hoax of a sham.
It is becoming ridiculous. I mean, we're having elections not decided by ballots and votes, but through legal challenges. By the way, I mean, I don't know to what extent this is true, but there's actually another tweet up by somebody called Josh Rosenblatt, and it's dated the 30th of November. This is just after this. The Herkimer County BOE has apparently revised its final unofficial count. So Claudia Tenney, that's the Republican, now nets 35 votes. In the latest twist and turn in this race, Tenney once again leads by 12 votes. So the Republican has now moved ahead again. And legal fight far from over. So we're going to have more legal battles. This is absurd. This whole situation is absurd. And again, it relates to mail-in ballots. But the point to make, and the thing to take away for me in this, is that the Republicans are fighting this one. They're not showing any real support for Trump whatsoever, but they're fighting for every House seat. They're fighting in the courts. They're fighting in every way they possibly can, and in order to maximize their representation in the House of Representatives, and I suspect in the Senate too. But when it comes to the presidency, they've cut Donald Trump off.
Yeah. This took place on November 3rd, this vote for the House.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Right. Exactly. Correct.
And same now, day. Today is December 1st. So you have nearly 1 month, and they still can't get a simple vote in a Syracuse district. Exactly. In a district in Syracuse, New York, they're finding thousands of ballots. It's beyond a sham. I mean, honestly, I've seen elections in high school run better than what's happening here. This is just absolutely absurd. And the Republicans, they've abandoned Trump because they were in on it. They were in on it. That's my philosophy now. My theory is that the Republicans didn't do anything about the mail-in ballots, and it's been driving me crazy for a while now. Why didn't they do anything about mail-in ballots? Why didn't they do anything about mail-in ballots? I keep on saying to myself. And the only conclusion I can come up with is that everyone knew that mail-in ballots were going to be a complete freaking train wreck, and the Republicans wanted it that way because they also wanted Trump out of the White House. That's the only logical explanation to all of this.
Indeed. And can I just say, there's been a fascinating article in The Spectator, which is a British mainstream newspaper magazine, completely mainstream. I want to stress that. I would stress that it is on the conservative side, and Boris Johnson, who is now our prime minister, was once its editor, but it's absolutely considered to be mainstream, and it's considered one of the most reputable magazines in Britain. And it's got a very interesting article by a former pollster, and it starts like this: to say out loud that you find the result of the 2020 presidential election odd is to invite derision. I am a pollster, and I find this election to be deeply puzzling. I also think that the Trump campaign is still well within its rights to contest the tabulations. Something very strange happened in America's democracy in the early hours of Wednesday, November 4th, and the days that followed. It is reasonable for a lot of Americans to find out exactly what. And then he goes over much of the things that we read and have discussed in many programs. But what we then find are things like this. And this is out itemizing particular points. The following peculiarities lack compelling explanations. Late on election night, with Trump comfortably ahead, many swing states stopped counting ballots. In most cases, observers were removed from the counting facilities. Counting generally continued without the observers. Two, statistically abnormal vote counts were the new normal when counting resumed. They were unusually large in size, hundreds of thousands, and at an unusually high 90% and above Biden to Trump ratio. Three, late arriving ballots were counted. In Pennsylvania, 23,000 absentee ballots have impossible postal return dates, and another 86,000, it's not a few hundred, 86,000 have such extraordinary return dates, they raise serious questions. Four, the failure to match signatures on mail-in ballots, the destruction of mail-in ballot envelopes, which must contain signatures. Five, historically low absentee ballot rejection rates, despite the massive expansion of mail-in voting. Such is Biden's narrow margin that, as political analyst Robert Barnes observes, if the state simply imposed the same absentee ballot rate rejection rate as in recent cycles, Trump wins the election. And this is the one that absolutely throws me. Missing votes in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, 50,000 votes held on 47 USB cards are missing. Those have been wiped out. Seven, non-resident votes. Matt Baynard's Vote Integrity Project estimates the 20,312 people who no longer met residency requirements cast ballots in Georgia. Biden's margin is 12,670. Eight, serious chain of custody breakdowns, invalid residential addresses, record numbers of dead people voting, ballots in pristine condition without creases. That is, they're not being mailed in envelopes as required by law. Nine, statistical anomalies. In Georgia, Biden overtook Trump with 89% of the votes counted. Actually, I think it was 98% of the votes counted, but he says 89%. For the next 53 batches of votes counted, Biden led Trump by the same exact 50.05 to 49.95% margin in every single batch. It is particularly perplexing that all statistical anomalies and tabulation abnormalities were in Biden's favor. Whether the cause was simple human error or nefarious activity or a combination, clearly something peculiar happened. And then it finishes. If you think that only weirdos have legitimate concerns about these findings and claims, maybe the weirdness lies in you. So that is from Britain's leading political magazine.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I agree. Everyone agrees, and nobody
wants to look into any of this. Well, they look the other way, but they get very excited about a single House race.
Yeah, you have Republican governors who are verifying states, Arizona and Georgia. This is a coup d'etat against the president, the Republicans. They had this whole thing planned along with the Democrats. It's that simple. And now they're just kind of fighting it out between themselves for control of the House and the Senate. That's what matters to them. So they can see who can wield a little bit more power over the other party. That's about as far as it goes. The bottom line is that both parties wanted Trump out. I'm not saying all Republicans. There are some Republicans that are, you know, on the side of the U.S. president. But for the most part, our Republicans knew what mail-in ballots were going to do, and that's why they did nothing, because they were all for it. That's it. And you know, and they used Trump. They used Trump, and to his to his credit or his fault, his credit in that he trusts people, his fault in that he trusts people, he went along and helped the Republicans, you know, win the way they won with a very big red wave in the election. So that's it. It's clear as day. The Republicans were in on the mail-in ballot scam. That's simple.
Well, they certainly didn't do anything to prevent it. But, I mean, the most extraordinary thing is that there are 50,000 lost votes in Pennsylvania, according to this article in The Spectator. In Delaware County, Pennsylvania, 50,000 votes held on 47 USB cards are missing. Now, that's not me saying that. That is The Spectator. That's wrong. Take it up with them. But I have not seen that anywhere else. 50,000.
No.
I mean, this isn't you know, major news apparently in the United States.
If the Republicans really wanted to do something, if they really believed in supporting Trump, then they would have told Kemp, the governor in Georgia, and they would have told Ducey, the governor in Arizona and Pennsylvania. They would have been with the Pennsylvania legislature, who's Republican, not the governor, but they would have told all their people to stop this deal. They would have. The Republicans would have said, "Stop this deal." Like they're circling the wagon for this race in Syracuse, New York, a House race in Syracuse, New York. But the bottom line is real simple. Look at their actions when it comes to the presidential race. They don't care.
Absolutely. But I think there is an even bigger lesson from this, which is, of course, that it's the point that you made at the start of our program, which is that we now no longer have a functioning voting system in the United States. I mean, mail-in ballots have thrown it into total confusion. And the overwhelming priority now, and I think this isn't just for Donald Trump to do. I think lots of people around the United States need to get round and need to sort this problem of mail-in ballots out once and for all. I mean, there has to be a clear understanding of how people vote. It has to be transparent. You cannot have situations where judges decide elections. I mean, that is a ridiculous situation to be in. And clearly, this whole mail-in ballot thing has been a complete disaster, as we predicted. So it seems to me that is now an even bigger priority in some ways, is to sort this problem of mail-in ballots out. And that may mean doing certain things like setting up a proper electoral commission in the United States at federal level to track what happens in elections, with accountable officials appointed by the president, susceptible to judicial review, and subject to confirmation by the Senate. And that, at the very least, has to be done, because otherwise elections in the United States are, it seems to me, in danger of being permanently tarnished.
If they don't get this election right with Trump, it's over. None of this stuff is getting walked back, even if they get rid of mail-in ballots. To me, you have a fundamental problem that you only have really one party now at this point. Once and if they prevent Trump from becoming president, the Republicans and the Democrats, they're going to close ranks, and they're not going to let another Trump event happen ever again. And they're going to be very content with Joe Biden, and then with Kamala Harris, and then with, I don't know, the grandson of George Bush in 4 or 8 years, or whoever else they dig up, you know, to once again, you know, run for president. It's all a sham. Even if you took in the mail-in ballots, you know that you have Dominion voting systems that have run elections in the past that are fraudulent. You have votes that were tallied outside of the United States, which is absolutely ridiculous. The whole thing is a complete and utter mess, and mail-in ballots just create an even bigger mess.
They
have to get this election right. If they don't get this election right, then it's my opinion that the whole thing is lost outside of a third party. A third party is the only thing that will then remedy what's happened.
But this is exactly the point I'm trying to make. If you leave it to the political system to sort out, then of course it's never going to be sorted out, because you're quite right. They are perfectly happy with the state that things are. And we see that when it matters to them, the Republicans will fight this, as they're doing in the congressional district, 22nd congressional district in New York. But they're not prepared to fight it at presidential level. It has to be organized from the bottom up. I mean, this is how the original Republican Party was set up, by the way. It was set up from the bottom up. It wasn't created at the top level. People who had various issues, not just about slavery, but many other things, came together and they created the Republican Party in the mid-19th century. They need to do that again, and they need to actually address this problem of the way in which elections are being conducted in the United States, because this is an impossible state of affairs. It cannot continue. And I've laid out one possible reform, as I said, an electoral commission, as exists in every other country that I can think of, that is accountable and whose officials are responsible for ensuring that elections are conducted across the United States in a proper way, and who can be held to account if that isn't so, that isn't the case any further. So that's what I'm going to say about this. But it is a very, very terrible situation. And people outside the United States, as in Britain, as in that article which I read to you from The Spectator, which is, as I said, a leading British magazine, news magazine, are now starting to take note of it.
Yeah, the world is laughing. The world is laughing at this entire situation. But the media is saying that these were the fairest and freest and most secure elections in history. It's a complete sham. It's the whole thing is everything is starting to crumble because everyone is starting to understand that it's all built on lies. The whole thing built on lies.
Well, that makes it even more important because, of course, as we've seen in other countries, state systems that are built on lies don't survive. They don't have resiliency. They can become increasingly dangerous, especially to the people they govern. But if you care about the United States, then you want to fight back against this thing. And you do so by organizing and creating your third party and pushing for election to Congress. And of course, also in local elections, where of course this matters even more because, you know, it's you build up from the states upwards. And then, as I said, you carry through reforms and it's becoming an essential part, essential for the future of the United States. And Donald Trump, by the way, has a central role in it because if he sticks with the Republicans, given that they're not sticking with him, then he's got to understand that he's got no prospect of becoming president in 2024. He's got to start thinking himself about setting up the independent media channel that he's been thinking about and talking about and trying to find a way of creating this third party that we've been talking about, which can then carry out the necessary reforms that are needed for the benefit of the United States and its people.
Anyway, all right, we'll leave it there. You build it. The Republicans, the deplorables should build a third party that will get the progressives, I believe, who also saw Bernie Sanders get cheated, but Bernie Sanders was too much of a spineless wimp, and I'm sure he got a lot of homes out of it, to maybe create their own party, and there you start to fracture this massive center, which is what's happened in the United States, and that's the only way forward, I think, in my opinion. Anyway.
You are absolutely, can I just say, you're absolutely right about that. At the present moment in time, conservatives and progressives actually, I'm talking about the real conservatives and the real progressives, have a commonality of interest. Trump, by the way, has shown some understanding of this. Bernie, unfortunately, never has. But if you really want to break through and do it fast, then you focus on these key issues that we're talking about and then bring them all together so that, as I said, you right the ship of the Constitution and break the stalemate in the political system. And if you do that, then absolutely they should each go their own way and present their entirely alternative ideas about the future of America. And they can then each fight it out, but do so this time in a proper functioning political system with elections that people can trust and with primaries which are not rigged in the Democratic case against people like Bernie.
Yeah, all right. We'll leave it there. Alexander Berkurs, thank you very much. Guys, like this video, please hit that subscribe button. They're unsubscribing everybody from our channel, so please check your subscription. Make sure you're still subscribed. Look us up on Rumble. Just go to Rumble and sign up to our channel there. Help us get to 1,000 subs on Rumble and help us get to 10,000 on BitChute. So look for us there as well. PayPal, Patreon, Subscribestar. Please donate to the channel as well as Bitcoin. You'll find those links in the description box down below. And the Durant Shop. Please pick up some merch. That also helps out this channel as well.
Indeed. And of course, merch like this, magic mugs, this one with design by the Greek designer Dimitris Economou, which you can see there, made in Britain, but in fact it's designed by him, and you can see it's a cup of tea. And in fact, I drink tea regularly from my magic mugs, amazing magic mugs like that one. You find amazing things. You find shirts, you find hats, you find hoodies, you find ebooks, all these wonderful things in our shop. You support us by coming to the shop. And you also support us by going to the various platforms Alex mentioned, Rumble, Library, Odyssey, BitChute. And you can also support us by going to Subscribestar and Patreon.
All right, Alexander Mercurs, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.